Did you know that 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list? Yeah, I'm one of them. So how about we make 2024 the year we finally check learning a new language off our list with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. I love Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by language experts and real native speakers to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed for real conversations you'd actually have, like how to ask directions to the best cafe, how to order cheese and wine for lunch and dinner. Or maybe that's just important to me, but I know you'll learn what's important to you too. Let's finally cross a language off of our bucket list. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/believe. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/believe, spelled babbel.com/BLEAV. Rules and restrictions may apply. Visit babbel.com for terms and details. We're going to stir it up and do things our way. So if you
want to move, get out of our way. Hey, hey.
Oh, a happy Thursday, guys.
What's that called? Thirsty Thursday?
It is Thirsty Thursdays, especially now that summer is in full swing.
True. You know what? Thirsty Thursday? Oh, here's the segue. You know I love a segue. It is Thirsty Thursday, but we have to accept life isn't all diamonds and rosé.
Oh, man.
Because it is getting dirty with Dorit's divorce.
It is getting messy in so many ways. I'm so excited for it. Yep.
Yeah.
It is dirty like a package of Doritos, whether you like original or Cool Ranch. Like, you know, that stuff gets all over your fingers. Might as well be a Cheeto. Like, it is just like a Dorito. It is messy. So let's lick our fingers, lick the crumbs.
You know, the thing about it too, I never thought their divorce would be as interesting as Kyle and Mauricio's. I mean, I just was like, that is like the divorce. Like, we talk about it on here all the time. I honestly never saw that one coming. I always thought, I always figured Dorit and PK, when the money went, so would their marriage or whatever money they pretend to have. Yeah. But Kyle and Mauricio, I thought, were lifers.
Yeah.
But there's some rumors out there connecting the two in more ways than one.
Well, yeah, there was the blind item in Crazy Days and Nights saying that the rumor that Kyle confirmed that Mauricio and Dorit hooked up, and now she's basically making Dorit's life a living hell. And so are the girls, the other cast members of Beverly Hills are making Dorit's life. That is the rumor from Crazy Days and Nights, that is what's happening. And then Up and Adam, he talked about it on his TikTok real quick, but then he said something interesting, which I disagreed with, but I was wondering what you would think, Jordan, since you kind of have an in with the family. That
coming time. No, Big Jordy. Big Jordy.
Coming from the foyer. Is that he said that he didn't think that Kyle would let that come out on the show, that would be a storyline. And I was like, excuse me, that puts her in the center of the entire season, like solidly, because it almost brings two different storylines together and makes her the queen of them. So I was like, of course she's gonna let that play out. Hello, she gets to be the victim in both ways.
Oh my, yeah, you're right. I respectfully disagree with Up and Adam there. Do you think this would be off limits to her?
No.
Let's go back to season 1, the limo, her sister. I'm sorry. She exposed her sister. She has gone through family members, friends, now her marriage. If you think she's going to stop at Dorit, hell no. This would be the greatest, because I've said it, some account, some tweet, God knows, you know, Google it, I don't know. I've said one of the last frontiers for housewife scandals would be a housewife to have an affair with another housewife's husband. We haven't had that yet. And it's so classic housewives-ish, like soap opera. this, if this was true, I mean, she would win an Emmy. she would produce the whole thing.
Right? I mean, this makes her, she would out LVP LVP with this.
Yeah.
I mean, the closest we ever got to anything like this was in, was basically, oh, what's Harry Dubin on fucking New York, who had actually fucked half the housewives there, but not on camera and not when they were in relationships. Well, there was a little bit of crossover between Luann and Sonia one season, but you know, whatever, it's Harry Dubin and Sonia and Luann. They were like, meh.
Yeah, yeah. That, those women on the Upper East Side, they lived like spring break in college. It was all like, you know, once you sober up, you forget last night. But these are two very established married couples. Almost, it would almost be, I mean, it would be, it's be like, kind of like swingers, but no, because that would be Kyle and PK too. No, no, not going there. No, but I mean, it would be the mingling of two. Mm-hmm. Housewives on the same show who are supposed to be best friends. If that were true, why would Kyle hide that? She has Mauricio, who she's openly separated from, and she's not hiding her relationship with Morgan Wade. I mean, she's out and about. He's out and about living his best midlife crisis, post-divorce, bachelor life. She would destroy her publicly on TV with great pleasure.
Yeah. Yes, she would. And she would be able to do it in a way where she would almost come off with her hands clean. There might just be a little bit of dirt under her fingernails, but like Kyle is a master at that. Like people give Teresa, like think that Teresa is a master. I'm like, no, no, Kyle is the master. And we bow down to it. We could disagree with it at times, but we still bow down to it. Mm-hmm. So now we have two divorces happening on Beverly Hills this season, because we have Kyle's and then we have Dorit's, which was announced, of course, after filming stopped and after the season aired, the last season aired of Beverly Hills, which now you kind of go back. It's interesting because, again, playing victim, Dorit was like, why is Kyle so upset with me for like asking these questions on camera and da da? And I actually was kind of on Dorit's side. It was like, well, yeah, you're on a television show and you're asking these questions. Mm-hmm. But it's because it seems to be that Kyle knew that there were issues in Dorit and PK's marriage that she wasn't allowing out or talking about, and was like, well, hey, why are you going to bring up my issues if you're not going to bring, if you don't want me to bring up your issues on camera?
Right.
So right there.
And if Kyle were to do that, Dorit would have cried, it's hurting her little children.
100%.
Hidden behind the little kids, Phoenix and Jagger.
Mm-hmm.
So
my poor Jaggy.
Yeah. I have a funny thing. I've noticed parallels between them because the separation for... First of all, I find it very interesting. I guess we should get into how PK and Dorit are playing this divorce in the media and on TV. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things that I can read through and see through with them. First of all, have you noticed all their major life events happen about 24 hours before filming starts for the new season? The robbery was the first day of that season. Their divorce was in, their separation was announced the first day of filming for this season, which... And then also, so not just the planning of it out for the divorce, alleged planning, but not just that, but their issues seem to fall. They're always one season off, but like kind of parallel to Kyle and Mauricio. Even from moving to Encino, they moved to Encino. The Umanskis got robbed. Next season, the Kemsleys got robbed.
Man,
now the separation, and it's all they time theirs for camera, so
100%.
That's why it's kind of hard to take all their kind of issues as seriously, because honestly, it's time for cameras, you can see through at this point.
And also, Dorit getting robbed again, also, too, with that cash in her purse at World Market, that like whatever, like that's still as confusing as all hell. And I still go, I don't,
It reminds me of Brooks from Orange County when the cancer scammer, when he had the sit down with Andy afterwards. And Andy's like, your story just doesn't make sense. And he's like, the devil will confuse you. And he grinned or something. Like, her story's not meant to make sense.
Right. Right.
Yeah, she's like, oh, don't say. Questions only lead to answers, Andy.
Well, an interesting article came out in the Daily Mail about their relationship. What was interesting was that, like, you know, he's like stepping out with like his friend who's a woman. And I was like, oh, whatever. If PK can get his dick wet, good for him, because some American women will screw anything with a British accent. Absolutely not. That's just like putting lipstick on a pig for me. He's still a man. Like, come on. It doesn't matter if he's got a British accent or not. I don't care. But the interesting thing is where he said he was staying.
Most weight loss plans are one size fits all, but Noom builds personal plans that meet your needs. Noom takes into account dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs to build a plan that works for you. Noom is built for your psychology and your biology. Noom weight uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain, but it also takes into account your unique biological factors, which also affect weight loss success. The program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Noom helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. Noom's flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Individual results may vary. Visit our website at Noom.com for more information.
Did you know that 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list? Yeah, I'm one of them. So how about we make 2024 the year we finally check learning a new language off our list with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. I love Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by language experts and real native speakers to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed for real conversations you'd actually have, like how to ask directions to the best cafe, how to order cheese and wine for lunch and dinner, or maybe that's just important to me, but I know you'll learn what's important to you too. Let's finally cross a language off of our bucket list. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/believe. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/believe, spelled babbel.com/BLEAV. Rules and restrictions may apply. Visit babbel.com for terms and details.
Yeah, let's talk about that one. That one.
Let's talk about the hotel.
Let's talk about what he doesn't want out there, because that really caught my eye. Since they've separated, since filming began, it's been put out, and by it's been put out, reported, allegedly. I don't know why I just keep throwing out allegedly, but I think PK put it out there, and I can tell you exactly why. In the Daily Mail, it mentions, you know, he was spotted out and about with this new girl, his best friend. Obviously, you have to read these stories to see who it benefits, to figure out where the source is. And, in Atlanta, they have the blogs. In New York, they have Page Six. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, we know, has Daily Mail. Remember Lucy, Apple Juicy, Puppy Gay? They use them. They all have a relationship with them. And so if you read through, the first thing, this is why I believe PK planted it. One, he's out and about with this woman, making it look like he's an eligible bachelor in his prime too. He's just like Mauricio, you know, a stud on the slopes in Aspen. And the second thing it mentioned is that since their separation, he's been living at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Yeah.
Nah.
And yeah. I don't know if you guys know.
So many issues with that. So many issues.
Yes. I talk about it on podcasts. I do frequent it time I have friends who stay there, friends who've lived there, business associates, etc. It is extremely, extremely expensive. And okay, if Mauricio moved in to the Beverly Hills Hotel, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. PA, their finances have been in question for many years since day one. When they came on the show with that big white mansion in Beverly Hills, and I did my digging and found out they didn't really own the house. They owned a small share in a group of investors that I don't believe they lived in it. They were only living it for filming. And then when I tweeted that, he took it to Instagram and called me a C word. So
the C word, not cancer.
He told me he would see me next Tuesday.
And not the fun kind with DJ James Kennedy.
yeah. And then
he called you the British C word.
And so he, and you know, the cars that come and go, the big gold Bentley for like one. And now we saw it last season, the ruby necklace. That was so sad. It was a, you guys,
so gross. I'm sorry. Like, that was just so, that whole thing just was ick. Gave me the ick.
Well, so I've done some digging again. He's not going to like it, Mr. Kemsley. But I was just like, okay, a base room at the Beverly Hills Hotel for a month would be about $50,000 to $60,000. I've had friends stay. I remember last summer when I was there like all the time, $50,000 to $60,000. A larger room, I mean, this could go basically saying, we're saying he's spending easily $60,000 to $100,000, $150,000. A month to live there. And that's, and let's not forget room service, food. You know, that guy can't cook. And I mean, it's very, very expensive. And the reason I took issue, why it was a red flag in my mind, is so far this article tells you that he's out and about and other women are interested. And second of all, he's so loaded, such a baller, that he's just posted at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And we were discussing the other issue with that in text.
Well, yeah, because he's a stupid twat if he thinks that like bragging about how much money he has, because if you're in the middle of the divorce, you want to seem as poor as you can. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to pay alimony. You want to pay the least in child support. Like that's how it is. Anytime you're going through, male or female, doesn't matter which side you're on, you cry poor when you're getting divorced. In fact, I just rewatched the first season of Ladies of London, and there's a guy, Scott, and he made £400 million disappear when he was going through a divorce. I mean, granted, it looked like it was probably from the Russian mob, but it was like he had a divorce going on for years because he was rich and he was hiding money. Like, you don't live large, you act poor. And so this is stupid. It's counterintuitive for him to be doing this. He should have an Airbnb next to Brittany Cartwright.
Yeah. He should be living in that halfway house with Dean McDermott. But here's the thing. So I can confirm for you guys that he doesn't live there, because it bothered me so much. I don't know why. These are the kinds of things that keep me up at night. Not things that improve my own life or issues that I need to work through. No, not much other people are spending at prestigious hotels. But so, like I said, I go there a lot. I have friends who've stayed there a lot, etc. I'm friendly with some staff members there. And that's the thing too. I was like, that hotel is such attention to detail. If you stay there for a few nights, the staff is going to know your name. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you're staying there for what now would be about 2 months, the whole place would know your name. They would know what your room is. They would know all your likes and dislikes, etc. I asked around and they were like, who? They were like, they have not heard that name.
They haven't heard PK. They haven't heard Paul Kemsley.
Yeah, like, I was even like going through my mind. It's like, what is PK? I was like, oh, that's right. Paul Kemsley? They're like, no. PK Kemsley? They're like, no. They're like, maybe the press got it mixed up with another hotel in Beverly Hills. But I was like, absolutely not, because PK used this article to enhance his image and make him look desirable and wealthy. like you said, anyone with real money is going to hide it in a divorce, not try to make themselves look richer. That's a big sign for me that a lot of people haven't believed in their finances.
I mean, this is a man who face-tunes the shit out of his own pictures. Like, mm-hmm. truly, you look at, like, you can look at a paparazzi photo of him, which he definitely called the paparazzi on himself, to be honest with mm-hmm. you, for these Daily Mail photos. They're not great photos of him, but any pictures that he takes with Dorit and they put up on their social media, you're like, oh, you have face-tuned that. You have shaved off a few pounds. You have done all this stuff. Like, and look, we all do it. We all filter. We all do a little bit of tweaking these days. So I'm not a pot calling a kettle black, but what he does is he, how many times have we looked at a picture and gone, is that PK? Cause it looks like a completely different person. Like this man lives in lies.
Is Dorit married to a 14-year-old boy? I mean, he's just like.
I mean, you're like, oh my gosh. Like you were saying, with a lot of her answers, you can't see any clarity. Same thing with him, the way that he talks about stuff. And so many times there's not a lot of clarity. And also the way that he gets very defensive about stuff on camera a lot of times has rubbed me the wrong way, because it didn't seem like, well, this is just something I don't want to discuss on camera. It was more like, I've got something to hide. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like there's a difference between like, this is personal and these are things that I don't want out on the public versus like, you're catching me in a lie and I am upset about it.
Yeah.
I was going to say that in the article, it says that Dorit doesn't want to be seen as a single mother in Beverly Hills. And I was like, oh, honey, no, you're a single mother in Encino. No, not Beverly Hills.
It would make sense for her to move into the Beverly Hills Hotel, because they're coming from different angles, where PK should, as what we think is the breadwinner, although considering we don't really know exactly what he does. By the way, it was funny when he had some Mauricio style buying Beverly Hills, a reality show out in London that lasted a season and just got canceled. And they talked about London real estate tycoon PK Kensley, his show canceled. And so many comments were, is the tycoon in the room with us? I've heard tycoon used to describe, rightfully, like Rick Hilton, Mauricio Umansky. I mean, we don't know what PK does. No. But the other thing is, with that's what I was saying, he should be downplaying his wealth, if there is any, you know, because he'll probably be on the hook for paying her child support, alimony, whatever. However, if this is a traditional divorce, she needs to max out her standard of living, the lifestyle to which she's become accustomed. So if she moved in there, I'd be like, oh, okay, she is getting even. She's going to run up that Amex and the courts are going to look. But for him, which is like, for me, navigating the world, not just the show, but just the world of Beverly Hills, where there are a lot of posers, a lot of scam artists. Things like showing off in that way are always a red flag for me. The ones with real money downplay it. He's a hustler. It's all show.
A 1,000%. It's funny. Also in the article, it says that in regards to Dorit, like her being worried about like, oh, that PK has these social ties. And she's like, it says that he has a lot of celebrity friends and pull. So she doesn't want to lose him at the end of the day. And I was like,
boy,
really?
George.
I mean, I'm sure he knows more people than we kind of know. Just if you've been in the music industry for that long, I'm sure you do. But at the same time, I will say this, even though I don't think that she's not a marquee housewife per se. She has been on the show for a number of years. She is relatively popular if she can stay on the show. If she can parlay this divorce into something salacious and like keep herself on the show, good. You still got a moneymaker. You can know enough people that you don't need him anymore if you're savvy enough. And that's what we talk about a lot on this show, is how housewives and Bravo cast members can parlay and how they need to learn how to parlay their 15 minutes and maybe 15 years of fame into more fame and long-term wealth for themselves out off of the show. But I don't know if she is smart enough to do that. And I don't mean like book smart, but just the way that she, like, for her, a lot of it's on the outside, the presenting, you know. But I also think that PK lives up to that too, because I think a lot of it, obviously, for what he's doing right now, it's about presenting something. So if you're kind of hollow on the inside, then you've got nothing to mine in order to make something of the rest of your life.
Right. She's not capable of scaling back to save up and build something real. They're basically running off smoke and mirrors. And I don't think her ego or his ego would let themselves downsize, kind of simplify life. I mean, I know there's pressure from housewives to not downsize, but I mean, they, no matter what, they keep up this front, head to toe Chanel, Bentleys.
I think one of the smartest things that Shannon Bedore did when she and David split up was she downsized and she was public about it and honest about it. You know, even sometimes it was like, whoa, girl, you're almost telling us too much. But I think that was one of the best things that she could do, is not live that lie anymore and show us. And now, as she kind of, I mean, we'll see what happens with this season. But over the years, we've seen her grow into the person and see her keep herself afloat. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Without David. Maybe people not to the level it was before. You. Yeah, exactly. It's all the same.
Yes, that's it. I wonder what kind of words PK will call me on and call us. You're in it too now.
I know. Well, I called him a twat, so there you go. Now I've done it twice, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, if you want to help us live out our dreams and scams and a life of smoke and mirrors, I mean, we're not looking for a long-term stay at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Just like a McCarthy salad in the Polo Lounge would be nice. Well, you know, the way to do that. How refreshing. Yeah, especially in this weather. The best way to do that is to support PCP. You can rate, review, and subscribe our podcast wherever you listen. Make sure to share with your friends. Your rumored mistress, the staff at a hotel that denies knowing you. And of course, make sure you hit us up on social media. We are on Instagram and TikTok at Pretty Corrupt Podcast and Twitter at Pretty Corrupt One. And of course, from there, you can find all our personal accounts, Stacey's, Nate's, and mine. So on that note, who wants to say goodbye?
Cheers, mate.